Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is an International Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you live and in color. Hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful day. We certainly are. It's myself and Henrietta Bird, my co-host, and we are excited about the show today, and we're going to share with you a little of our annual summit annual event in Belize City, Belize, and you know, like that. So, how are you, Henrietta?
I am rested. I am rested. This is, you know, just cannot believe the beauty of the annual summit event. Just, you know, just in awe of a wonderful summit we had, you know. So that's how I'm doing, just kind of basking in it. You know, you can't.
Well, I wish I could say I was rested. That is one thing that I am not.
Okay.
But it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm excited. I am thankful and grateful. And just overall pleased at what the trip accomplished, what I accomplished personally, and what was available through the summit. So
right.
I'm very, very excited about that.
Yeah. As you know, and I don't know if the website has been updated. I haven't even taken a look yet, but the annual summit event next year is our 25th event. And we are celebrating in the place of its origin, Atlanta, Georgia. So we are starting early and asking everybody to come to Atlanta, meet us in Atlanta. And the us is the summit body. The summit body, which now includes people from Middle America, Belize, and all different parts of Belize, and we welcome our new sisters and brothers from Belize into the summit family. We have a wonderful, wonderful family in Belize, just a wonderful family. But before we get into that, as always, we begin our show. We begin our meetings, we begin each day of the annual summit event with the declaration of the International Black Summit. And so, as always, I ask that you take a look and really listen to the words of this declaration and see where you find yourself. The people in Belize found themselves in this declaration, and they spoke their vision summit. And I invite you to do the same thing. I know we have a lot of listeners who listen to this show after tonight, you know, after it's live. And so I want you to really listen from the space of alignment, like aligning yourself with the Declaration of the International Black Summit. So it goes like this. The Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Chicago, Illinois, August 10th, 2014. Jamaica, Queens, New York, August 10th, 2014. North, south, east, west, above, below, and within. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. Glenn, back to you.
Wow. Well, you know, the thing that I'm looking at and the thing that I see and the thing that is present for me in this moment is the fact that we've expanded our conversation. We've expanded the possibility and the opportunities that are available to people on the planet. You know, we've been very fortunate to be in Belize, and part of that fortune is just the wealth of resources that are available that are present in Central America. So I'm excited at the launching into Central America, and I think that the expansion of the Central American faction will become a big player in our conversations, just because we're so close. You know, it's not, you know, 50 million hours away like Africa is. You know, it's likened to the Canadian connection. It's close enough that we can get there and be in touch and stay in touch and visit. And so I'm looking forward to establishing, you know, whatever that is, whatever that looks like.
Yeah, I don't know where I thought it was, but I was really surprised that it took me less time to get there from Houston than it did for me to get to Houston. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that it was that close. There are people who flew into Cancun and took a bus. There's, you know, we heard stories of people who had driven from the States. You know, they just drove to Mexico. And so it's, you know, it's like we always, you know, you'll hear us talk about the degrees of separation. The distance is not that far, you know. So, but just a really, really wonderful culture, a wonderful group of people. I can't even find the words to describe the time that we had. Just the time that we had, and that was just. And we're just talking about Belize right now. Belize right now. We are. You know, there's so much interaction that we had among the summit body, you know, the U.S. summit body, the Canadian summit body. Just so much interaction and so much expansion of learning about ourselves and how we be and what's next for us, you know. The question, which I know some of you have been waiting for who haven't been on Facebook or been on our network, is the wonderful question, and I mean the contribution that Belize made to this question is just unreal. The question, you know, we talk about this question of the year, and you'll hear us ask the question. Like last year, the question was, you know, what do my triggers reveal? Am I aligned with my authentic self and my vision? And so we talked about that question every week or every, you know, whenever we would have our meetings, and we stay in that inquiry so that when we, you know, when we feel out of sorts or when we are right dead on what we're doing, we still ask ourselves this question. And the question comes out of the work that is done the weekend of the annual summit event. And so the question for 2014 through 2015 is this. In the silence, I think it's in the space of silence, I discover some aspect of myself. Will I grant being to what I am built for? Let me repeat it again. In the space of silence, I discover some aspect of myself. Will I grant being to what I am built for? And you know, it's like a really, like a real, really great time to get into this question. You know, and if we have callers or other people who want to join in, you know, please call. Our number is 646-716-9827. 646-716-9827. You can also go to blacksummit.org, go to the bottom left side of the screen, and click on Talk Show. And you can listen to it. But in order to speak, you have to call in to the number. And you can call in however you call in. But the number, the American number, is 646. The U.S. number is 646-769-827. Share with where you are with the question, or if you have any questions about the question, we could also call it a declaration. We call it an inquiry, but we will stay in this for the next 52 weeks and really distinguish it, like really, really distinguish it. In the space of silence, what I love about that is it sends us, or it sends one, into themselves, you know. It sends us into ourselves. You know, like, no out there is one of our distinctions. And also, when we look at silence, you know, silence is a, it can be a meditation technique that takes you to the silence, but silence is where we just, where we be, where there's no communication going on, no talking from us, but more of a listening. And it means that we have to quiet the chatter that's going on and continue to focus on silence. You know, we may have to concentrate on our breath. We might have to do whatever, you know, technique you use to meditate, but to that silent space. And you try, you know, in an annual summit event, we may have done 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes. Depends on what the space calls for. But begin to train yourself to go into the silence. And I'm definitely talking to myself more often. You know, if I can do 5 minutes today, try 10 minutes tomorrow. You know, try 15 minutes, but make it an intention to go. Because what we discovered was that there is an aspect of us that is discovered when we are in the silence. See, there's no talking, there's no judgment, there's no attachment, there's no gossip. You know, there's no conversation in silence. So their spirit can uncover, life can give us this part of us that we may not even know is there. Or we know it's there, but we've given it a name as something that's not good. See, we've given it a name. So, like, we may have, I'm thinking about one of the gentlemen, and I'm not using names, okay, deliberately, because what happens at the summit stays at the summit. So that's why I'm not using names. But as one person identified, as there's certain things about that they discovered, that they realized that's what they were built to do. And so then, you know, what are you built to do? You know, what is it that you do automatically? And somebody else may look at it and say, oh, you're always this or you're always that. And yes, you are, because you're built for it. Over the years, you've developed your way of being because it's within you. That's what was put inside of you. That's why you're here, to bring that thing forth that you do automatically. And when you do it, it blesses everybody. Not just you, not even just your generation. It blesses all the generations to come. And so you can actually say, I'm built for this. You know, I've developed this. This has been who I've been forever. And when you say I'm built for it, it puts you in a different way of being where you can actually appreciate and acknowledge who you are, because you realize that's why you're here. That's what you've been up to. Where someone else may look at it, or some organization may look at it as a negative, you know, and you accepted what they said, and you started to make it a negative. And so what we're suggesting is that in the space of silence, that you go there and you listen. And you find out or you discover that aspect of you. And then grant being to it, to what you are built for. Grant being is like saying yes. Like when you're given an idea and it seems far-fetched, but you say yes to it, and you start to work on it. That brings that idea from the invisible to the visible. So when I grant being to what I'm built for, that means I open up the gate so that it can flow. I'll flow through me, like it comes into me and comes through me and flows out into the universe. Grant being so that it shows up in the visible and doesn't stay in the invisible. I grant being to what I am built for. That's what we're working with this year. And I can just imagine what Atlanta is going to be like next year, because we're going into the silence more often. We're allowing this aspect of us to be discovered, and we are granting being to what we are built for. That's powerful, Glenn. That's just powerful. And as we work through this question, as we distinguish it for ourselves, you know, as parents, as siblings, as facilitators, you know, as leadership body, which is anybody who's ever done the prerequisite of the summit, they are a part of the International Black Summit conversation leadership body. And so as we delve into it, we don't know what is coming out, but one of the things we do know that it is powerful. And so whatever it is that we hear, that aspect of ourselves that we discover, part of the expansion, not only of the International Black Summit conversation, but it is the expansion of the universe. And so we can see ourselves as contributions to the transformation of the universe, which is a part of the declaration. And so a great question. Good work. Great work. Great, great work. Facilitators, oh my God, just the facilitator body, the youth, adult youth facilitators, you know, the young adult facilitators, excellent work. The work of the, you know, the alignment process that we went through, the just excellent contribution from everyone who attended virtually as well as physically in the annual summit event 2014. Acknowledgement. Glenn, back to you.
The thing that came to mind for me was ownership. You know, owning what we're built for, owning our vision and our purpose, not just you know, the granting being is the opportunity and possibility of owning it and being it and unabashedly accepting it as who we are and moving forward. We've got a couple callers on the line. If you'd like to jump into this conversation, press 1 and we'll open up your mic. If you'd like to, if you have any questions or any concerns, I think the 201 might be one of our facilitator couple, but I'm not sure if it's Jonathan and Niamo. But anyway, the conversation that is the summit is has been very powerful. And the fact that we've been able to to leverage the things, the very African things that are going on in Belize. Belize is dealing with and going through some historical things around its African roots and the contributions that the people of African descent have had in relationship to the history. But they're also, you know, very interestingly, also having some of the same issues and conversations that we have been dealing with in the States inside of the conversation. What is it to be black? What does that mean? How do we relate to blackness? Is it a positive or a negative thing? You know, or is it something, as Arnold Schwarzenegger would say, what doesn't kill me makes me stronger? And I think that there's some of that degree of that as well. So it's interesting to notice through all the cultural things that we're very much the same. You know, we have similar issues. We have similar convictions. We have similar opportunities. We have similar contradictions inside of ourselves that we're struggling against. So it was very revealing, and I think that some of the, well, at least one of the television interviewers really wanted to test the parameters around that, because he was very much, but what are you going to do for the black community here in Belize? And, of course, prior to the event, we don't know what is going to take place. We're standing in a space that we're going to generate and create something that's going to be powerful and useful. And we did. However, explaining that to someone that's far removed from the conversation can be challenging. Let me say that. And the interview, maybe we'll share some parts of the interview sometime on air, so that people can get a sense of what some of that is like, and what was that, you know, what was that like to go into a foreign culture and to bump up against our culture with their culture in terms of how they think and how they see black people. You know, this conversation of being black, you know, and mostly around the world it's negative. So, you know, just noticing that. So anyway, back to you, Henrietta.
Yeah, it was really interesting, you know, some of the things to watch in the city of Belize City. Some of the things that they're working, things that we just take for granted, you know. Like things like we would never, I mean, you know, we wouldn't even think twice that the government or the private industry would not pay the garbage workers. Now, that's something that we did experience a strike like that in the, it was 60s or 70s, I don't recall. But I do remember that. That was one of King's, one of the things that Martin Luther King dealt with. But in the 2014, that the garbage workers had not been paid. And so the people in Belize City, they hadn't been paid according to the person that we spoke with for 3 months. And so one day as we're walking to the hotel, we see this big crowd of people, and there's a protest. And the people have brought their garbage and dumped it in front of what I think is City Hall. This is city offices or something like that, and just dumped their garbage right there. And so, you know, and all the reporters and everything out there, so they're, you know, they have some different issues, you know, same but different, you know, that they're dealing with. And that's all we know. We didn't get the, you know, like the both sides. We didn't get that. We just heard that that was what it was. So, you know, I don't, like I said, I don't have any details on that. And, but that was one, that was something that we actually saw, and that's what someone told us. And so there's a very strong cultural background. I mean, people are very aware of who they are, and they continue to tell the stories. And we had a griot in the room who just told stories, you know. And then the other people, when they spoke, they spoke from just the space of kind of what they've gone through, just like everybody else does, like we do, you know. And, but it was just interesting to watch and to listen. Glenn, you were in the youth room. So, some of what I'm talking about, you did not hear, but we, one of the things that I was made aware of was, that there's a whole lot of stuff. I can't like go into it because it's what happens in the room stays in the room, and I have to be responsible for what I say. But there's a lot of things that the people of Belize have gone through, and they're still standing. I mean, they're real close to what African American people have gone through, African Canadian people have gone through. No, Africans all over the world have gone through. And so, but they, you know, they made us very present to a lot of their struggles and a lot of their successes. And so, let's see if somebody else, Glenn, wants to contribute.
We've got a couple callers, chat room, if you'd like to call in. We've got some available phone lines, 646-716-9827. If you're on hold and you'd like to speak, press 1, and we'll get notified that you want your mic opened up. So 201-966, if you'd like to do that, go ahead. And 718-371, if you have any questions, concerns, press 1, and we'll open up your mic. Back to you, Henrietta.
So, Glenn, I would like to talk about the youth summit. You know, what did you get from the youth this year?
You know, it's interesting. What I got was, I'm going to say the front of hand, back of hand. So what I got was privilege. But in seeing privilege, there was no privilege or underprivilege.
Mm-hmm.
What I saw was talent that was untapped. What I saw was, and differently than I've seen it before, because these are not things that I haven't seen before, but there was something about the rawness of the youth that came in And what you want to know about this youth is that they were brought in by this woman, Eva,
mm-hmm.
who lived in their neighborhood, who, by the way, lived right around the corner from the complex that we're staying at,
okay.
the ecotourism complex that we stayed at.
Okay.
And, you know, and some of the youth were shy, very typical of a Caribbean-type culture where they're not very outspoken. And then, of course, you had the ones that were outspoken and were out there and kind of playing, but very subdued, wanting to kind of open up. Very similar to what we dealt with in Anguilla. But brilliant minds. We had some divas up in there, too. We had the two diva singers.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Oh, my goodness. And they were divas through and through. One was 8 and one was 9. We also had a young man, a 5-year-old, which we normally don't accept into our space, just because that energy is quite different than the 8 to 8 plus that we look for in the youth. The youth, some of this goes from 8 to 17, and so we usually have like a break in the ages. You know, when we're doing some work, we'll split it up between 8 to 13. And then 14 on up. And with that, we'll give them different curricula at the same time, because some things are more of a mature matter in terms of the material. And so we had, you know, we had quite an even group. But with that 5-year-old, the energy was scattered. And because it was scattered, it had Joyce and I really stretching to keep up with the space and keep up with the 5-year-old, because he was causing havoc. He was like a whirlwind. He'd go someplace and start something, and then he'd go someplace else and start something else. And so you got these multiple occurrences of whirlwinds occurring in already I wouldn't say chaotic space, but a case that can be chaotic. And, of course, with that energy in it, became more chaotic than normal. But again, what I was left with was youth requiring support to get there. You know, they couldn't get there on their own. They didn't really have the means to pay for themselves or for lunch, and transportation. So it was definitely a summit of contribution, you know, being contributed to. And from what Eva had said, some of them had never been in such a fancy place as the hotel.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know how many that was true for. But I know I did see one young man after the summit was over at a playground, and you know, he was shy in the course. He was shy then because I asked him some questions and he still didn't open up. But it's funny. There was a basketball court, and so I was like, "Oh, let's go play some basketball." And so they were waiting, so I borrowed. So the coaches hadn't started the session yet, so I just asked him for a ball, and he kind of, you know, jumped in there and was much more at ease playing basketball, you know. So, and we weren't even playing a game; we were just, you know, I just talking to them. So it was just fun to watch and to see them inside of the program, and then to see them outside and see the connection that we've made and the opportunity that we have to keep the connection open to these young people.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you, Henrietta.
Yeah. Yeah, that was an experience, you know, and it really took us to another level of giving, you know, and being a contribution, literally being a contribution, so that other people could attend, so that the children could be fed, you know. And we have to take a look at that in our cities, in the U.S., in Canada. You know, that's something else, you know, that we can bring children and then we can be the contribution that they need to you know, we can be their channel. And I think it was wonderful because the children had such a good time. You know, they had such a good time. And it's something they will never, ever forget. And the principles of the distinction. The distinctions that they learn are distinctions that will help them throughout their lives. And we are, again, looking forward to the 2015 Annual Summit event, which will be held in Atlanta, Georgia. So mark your calendars now. Start preparing now. And I'm talking to myself. Okay. I am talking to myself. Prepare now to join us and I'm trying to give you the exact date, which will be July 30th through August 2nd. July 30th through August 2nd. And July 30th is the Thursday. That's where we'll do the prerequisite, and then Friday is the Thursday night is the opening ceremony. So remember, July, you want to be in Atlanta by the 29th, the Wednesday before. You want to be in Atlanta by the 29th because you start bright and early on the 30th. And even if you've done the summit before, we invite you to do the prerequisite. Again, this course is phenomenal. It's phenomenal. And that course is offered on Thursday at 9 a.m. in Atlanta on July 30th, next year. So prepare yourself to be in the prerequisite course so that you can be open and contribute to the space the next day when the annual summit event begins. Glenn, back to you.
Yeah. One of the things that in working with the youth this year kind of showed up was that not just the youth, but everybody, in terms of looking for support. And how do we extend and expand the conversation to the people who literally cannot afford to be there? You know, how do we get access to them? How do we support them? How do we include them in this conversation? Because we're not about having this conversation just for people who can afford to fly to different cities and stay at a hotel or stay at a different event. So it's very much so a conversation of expansion. How do we expand it? And how do we be organic in our expansion so that it's not a marketing push, but it really is about who we are inside of our vision and our purpose. And we've got a caller, 201-966. Go ahead, you're live on the air.
Hi, it's Niyamo.
It might be you guys. How are you?
Yeah, we're great. I was just, I was texting Susan, messaging Susan on Facebook.
Oh.
I had just put the corrected when Henrietta stated the corrected declaration/inquiry. I put that on Facebook because I had it wrong. I didn't have the word discover in there. I thought it was I am present to. in the space of silence I am present to. But when she said discover, I said, that's what it was, discover.
Uh-huh.
So I put it on there newly, what it was. I'm just inspired by that. And, you know, I'm still living in it. I'm finding that, for one thing, it's so interesting that you should unleash, should have me in a queue, because Jonathan just walked in the door. He was not here before. And, you know, I was here just listening. And I'm just, ooh, goodness, I have to get my thoughts together. But the one thing I know is our declaration inquiry for the year helps me to focus, helps me to be present to my own being, my heart, my emotions. It helps me get, you know, into the meditations that I do. It, you know, it's just a nice way of just kind of bringing things all together in the space of silence. I discover some aspect of my authentic self. Will I bring into being what I am built for? And it's like so, for me, it's so profound the way what I am built for just comes up. It's like it's not expected.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what I am built for, what? Well, it just so happens that in the summit, almost practically every word of this declaration inquiry, this statement, was present in the room of the International Black Summit.
Yeah.
And I just love that about the summit. And, you know, if that's something that people have to actually experience, it's hard to know, you know, where did y'all get that from?
Mm-hmm.
As you said, we don't make it up. People in the room, presence, whatever it is, in their lives that's going on. And it's the creation of the people who are present, participants.
Okay. Yeah, it was ill. It was something, and it's will I grant being to what I'm built for. So
mm-hmm.
you don't even have to do anything. You just grant being to it. You know what I mean? You just
more about grant. That. What do you mean?
I didn't hear you.
So. Will I grant being to it as compared to what?
As compared to, see, I was trying to remember the way you said it. Will I bring?
Bring into being.
Yes.
I thought it was bring into being.
No, it's will I grant being.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Okay, will I just grant being? I kind of see grant being like, you know how you're granted something? So
sure.
You like the queen or the king grants something.
Uh-huh.
That's what kind of power we have to bring things into manifestation.
Good. I did have it right in my correction, so I'm glad I did that. I do have that right in the correction.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so we grant it. You know, we say yes to it. Yes, we grant being to, I am built for talk show host. Let me say that. I am built for talk show host. I grant being to my expansion as a talk show host. You know, I grant being to it so that I'm open, I'm receptive, I'm listening, I'm hearing spirit tell me what to say, what to do at every moment of this show. You know, I've granted being, or I grant being to myself as a talk show host. No, I grant being to it, right? Being. Do you hear it or see it any another way, Niamo, or Grant?
You said, do I see it in another way? No.
Right. The way to distinguish it that you see?
Anything that's granted, it's like a gift. For me, I get it as a gift. And will I allow, will I provide the space for, will I be open to, all these things come to mind.
Right.
It's almost like, will I be the magician?
Yeah.
Will I be the magician for the reason I'm put here or something?
Yeah. Well, you know, all of that is very interesting to me because what it completely falls into the conversation of vision and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
what I'm built for is my vision and my purpose here on the planet. And it's kind of like the question was, or the declaration was last year, in terms of my authentic self. You know, am I aligned? You know, what is the alignment of it? You know, how is that? How am I vibrating? Is it connected? And so this built for leaves me present to my vision and my purpose in life. As it relates to my authentic self.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great work. Great work. And this is what we call distinguishing. You know, as we distinguish this question, distinguish further, we keep asking ourselves about it. What do you see? Do you, you know, and it could be any part of it. Like right now we're talking about, we're distinguishing Grant being. So, you know, another Sunday evening we might distinguish a different part, like silence or whatever. But we continue to distinguish it out. Just keep pulling from the inward, inside of us, outwardly, to what this means in our life, in our lives.
And that's perfect because this is inside of being whole and complete.
Yeah.
And that there is nothing to do except be.
Okay.
So it's further distinguishing the message of the declaration. We declare ourselves whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. And then the year statement further distinguishes more about that being, what that's about. Because people say, well, what do you mean, just be? Well, we're talking about, in this instance, granting being to what you're built for. I mean, it's been shown that the double helix is a structure. We are built. You know, we're built with the RNA and the DNA, and that's really what we're made up of, is structures all in through here. This is, some people call it a matrix, matrices, and there's just lots of structure. So this is what we're made out of, stuff that's built.
Right.
That's why it's so profound.
Yeah. That is. I mean, and that's that, the distinguish, as we further distinguish this question. You know, further distinguish it. Niamo, since we have you on the line, what was one of, and I want to ask you, what was your favorite? I know that's too difficult to answer, but what was one of the things that you would share with our listeners about the annual summit event?
Oh, I what I love most, and it goes back to my very first summit. And every time I talk to facilitators about the summit, and not just facilitators, but participants or people newly interested in the summit, I always reflect and share the declaration and inquiry of my very first summit. And that was in Toronto, I think it was 2002. And that is, what is available in noticing all that I create that keeps me unconscious to the wonder that I am?
That I am, yes.
Yes. And that for me was such an awesome, it was like, it took me that weekend as well as almost the whole next 5 years to actually be with what that statement meant. And that question actually peeled away so many layers of my being, so many. And it was just delightful. And that's why I stuck with the conversation and I enfolded myself into joining the facilitator body, and it's all the questions after that were wonderful. I am enough, and the declaration, I am enough, and whatever they were, that one stuck with me, because the wonder that I am is again a distinction, a distinguishing of being. That's a further distinguishing of being for me. And so I really got a lot of mileage out of 2002 in Toronto and that statement, that declaration. What is available and noticing all that I create that keeps me unconscious to the wonder that I am. And that's taking responsibility, because these things, stuff kept me unconscious. The stuff I'm complaining about keeps me unconscious. The stuff that I talk about, like you said before, I think you mentioned gossip and this and that, these things that we see outside of ourselves, you know, that brings me to the distinction, no out there. It's nothing out there. It's inside your head, and it's inside my head and what I'm seeing. So what's available and noticing what I've created and what stops me if I'm not conscious of the wonder that I am. So, you know, I just think that people have so much to gain. Our community has so much to gain. It's a fabulous opportunity. I'm on the prerequisite team, and what we'll probably do is be on the phone with you on the next couple of shows to give some dates for prerequisites occurring.
Okay.
Yes, 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 and that'll be wonderful, because people who are listening can hear when the next summit shares and prerequisites are, and the virtual summit shares and prerequisites that they can be involved in, and that will be a way to keep themselves in the conversation.
Great. Could you just say a little bit about the prerequisite course and what it is?
Ooh, well, of course. The prerequisite course prepares people to enter the annual summit event, okay? It is a space where people can clear themselves to do that. And it's a one-day course. It's a standalone course as well as a course that it prepares people. So at one time, there were other preparation courses and modalities or training, I should say, that people could be a part of before they joined the International Black Summit annual event. But today, in this, you know, for the past maybe 5-10 years, we've had only the prerequisite course. It's also an exercise in authentic listening. So it's like an introduction to one of our fundamental distinctions. And there's an overview of the distinctions and distinguishing distinctions themselves. You know, what are these tools that the International Black Summit uses? And the prerequisite provides an introduction to that and helps people to know what they may be experiencing when they enter that annual summit event and why it has changed so many lives. And what's available to them. I'm looking right now to the actual team purpose. And what it is to support the prerequisite team purpose is to support the delivery, facilitation, and expansion of the prerequisite course and summit shares. But the prerequisite purpose itself is to create the space of listening to people authentically and to prepare them for full participation in the International Black Summit, and and that's really what the prerequisite does, and it does it extremely well. And so, you know, we want to have them all over the country. You know, that's really the bottom line. Next year's our 25th anniversary, and we got to do it. You know, big silver anniversary, 25th, in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. Thank you, Fiamma. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate that contribution. And once again, go to blacksummit.org and register. Register for a prerequisite course. Register for the annual summit event in Atlanta. You know, join us. You know, like I said, be in Atlanta on Wednesday so you can take the prerequisite on Thursday. And even if you've taken it before, you are not the same person that you were the last time you took it. So, you know, just challenge yourself and give yourself that four-day weekend to transform your life. And join us on July 30th in Atlanta. And we'll have more details as we receive them. Right now we have the city and the dates. And so, you know, July 30th in Atlanta, Georgia. And Glenn, I think this is it. Our time has gone by.
It certainly has.
Niamo, thank you so much for being for joining us, you know, being our special co-host tonight.
Thank you
so much. And, you know, our love to Jonathan and the rest of the New Jersey family.
Absolutely.
And just, you know, just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Glenn.
Well, again, thank you, and God bless. Another great show. And we have got more to share with you about belief, so stay tuned, especially the next couple weeks. We're going to be sharing all kinds of interesting things that have been occurring. And most of all, we want to find out what you guys are up to, and let us know how we can assist you and support you, empower you in your conversation around your vision and your purpose. Peace and blessings. Good night. God bless. See you next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, and 6 Belizean Time.
Right, 6 Belizean time and 5 Pacific time. Thank you.
Fabulous. Thank you.
And good night.
Good night.
Good night.